I'm Maria Konnikova.
And I'm Nate Silver.
And our new podcast, Risky Business, is a show about making better decisions. We're both journalists who moonlight as poker players, and that's the lens we're going to use to approach this entire show.
We're going to be discussing everything from high-stakes poker to personal questions.
Like whether I should call a plumber or fix my shower myself.
And of course, we'll be talking about the election, too.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun on a Tuesday, and it's going to be an awesome Tuesday. We have some DEI diversity talk tonight. Airline industry, medical profession, we'll get to that. No, I'm not going to spend 35 seconds on the New Hampshire primary that's tonight because everyone already knows it's over. What am I supposed to say? Trump won by a lot. We have that. We're going to talk here in the opening about why they're lying. Law enforcement and its future in America. What does that look like? Mitch McConnell being against us along with the Democrats, why they want you to stop growing food at home, all that, many emails, so much more coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. I actually want to begin here, and I'm going somewhere with this, just stay with me. There's an old quote, a very famous quote, by Alexander Solzhenitsyn. Alexander Solzhenitsyn is an author. He's known mainly the Gulag Archipelago is what he's known as writing. But what you need to know is he was a sufferer under communism. He was a citizen of the Soviet Union, thrown in the Gulag. He saw the worst of the worst. And he's got a really famous quote out there. And the quote is, well, he has a lot of famous quotes, but the quote is, "We know they are lying. They know they are lying. They know that we know they are lying. We know that they know we know they are lying, and still they continue to lie." Got this email, and I have a bunch of stuff I'm going to go with after this email, but I got this email, and it's sobering, but it's something that I think it's important for us to discuss. Jesse, yesterday I spoke with a woman in my mom's care home. She is disgusted with where our country is going and is disgusted with the open border and with the state of our military. However, the news has done such a good job of brainwashing her and demonizing Trump, so she will never vote for Trump. She's convinced he's a dictator and believes January 6th was an insurrection. I had her considering to vote for DeSantis. Now that's out the window. She will vote for Biden or whoever replaces him at the convention. Then she will have someone to vote for and continue to vote against Trump. She is not alone. I feel we have lost the country. Okay, well, set aside the lost the country thing. She is not alone. But I want to talk about this for a moment. Set the Trump stuff aside. As soon as you bring Trump in, people lose their minds. Either they hate him too much or love him too much, they can't think anymore. Set him aside for a moment. Why do they lie so often? Why? Because look, you hear Corinne Diversity Hire get up today. She was responding to the Supreme Court making Texas remove the razor wire. You hear Corinne Diversity Hire give a press conference, give an answer like this. You roll your eyes, you pound the table, and maybe you're even tempted to, I know I am, laugh and say things like, nobody believes that.
Look, we are certainly glad that the Supreme Court made the decision to vacate the injunction that prevented border security to actually do their job, to do humanitarian work, to actually enforce laws, and it got in the way. Texas was doing, the governor was doing, was actually ineffective. And that's something that we have to remember. It was ineffective.
Well, we were trying to enforce the law and secure the border, but we only did that because it wasn't working. You roll your eyes at that. I roll my eyes at that, and we scoff, and we think, no idiot believes that. Nobody believes that. Everyone knows. Everyone knows. Have you ever said that? Everyone knows they've opened up the border on purpose. Everyone knows. You hear this back and forth between Peter Ducey and John Kirby. Then you roll your eyes and say to yourself, man, Kirby sounds like an idiot. Everyone knows he's lying.
Why are you guys making it easier for people to enter the country illegally?
I believe we are. Why do you think we are?
Well, you guys sued to cut razor wire that was put in place by Texas officials.
So that the Border Patrol could actually do their jobs, but keep going.
Well, you won in court, so now what? The Border Patrol Union president is saying the Supreme Court's decision is going to undoubtedly encourage more illegal immigration. Do you guys know better than the Border Patrol Union?
The Border Patrol needed access, and that's why we sued to get rid of that razor wire, so that they could do their jobs.
Yeah, we wanted to secure the border so bad. That's why... You roll your eyes, you scoff. I roll my eyes, I scoff. They're lying, everyone knows. Well beyond the border, though. Ukraine, before Russia invaded, was the black market weapons hub of the planet. There are several, but it was number one, comfortably number one. If you were a terrorist organization, whoever, you need a couple crates of RPGs, you book a plane ticket to Kiev, and you go do some shopping. Now, Russia invades Ukraine. Western empires are shipping mass amounts of munitions, other things into Ukraine. Now, it went from the black market weapons hub to the black market weapons mecca of the planet. Remember, CBS ran a story saying only 33% of the weapons are even getting to the troops. We now have stories leaking out about Ukrainian troops mocking their leadership, knowing they're stealing the weapons. Defense Secretary came out and said this.
The United States continues to work hard to monitor and account for U.S. security assistance delivered to Ukraine. And we've seen no credible evidence of the misuse or illicit diversion of American equipment provided to Ukraine. But what we do see is...
Nobody's misused anything. Nothing's gone anywhere. It's fine. You scoff. I scoff. Everyone knows he's lying. And finally, look, I could go on and on. Headline. Don't think it's just Democrats. Mitch McConnell hails the Lankford deal... That would be Oklahoma naked Ken doll Senator James Lankford, his amnesty deal he's striking. McConnell hails the Lankford deal with Democrats as what? Did he call it an amnesty deal? A smart amnesty deal. I'm glad we did amnesty. Is that what Mitch McConnell said? No, he did not. What he said was, it's, quote, the most substantial border security policy in 30 years. That's Mitch McConnell joining with Senator Kendall to secure our border. You're scoffing. You're rolling your eyes. Everyone knows that's a lie. But here's the problem. Everyone doesn't know. You know. I know. Everyone doesn't know. And this is our lot in life. I'm sorry, you're burdened with this. I am burdened with this, and I view it as more of a burden than a privilege, although I know it's what God wanted for me, so that's how it is. It's what God wants for you, so that's how it is. You are burdened to know the truth in a society 100% built on lies, and that is a burden. You look around you, and you see deception everywhere. This guy's lying, and that guy's lying, and this media person's lying, and this Democrat's lying, and this Republican's lying, and that defense secretary's lying, and that's a lie, and that's a lie, and that's a lie, and that's a lie. And you see lies everywhere because your society now, my society now, it's built on lies. Everything is based on a lie now. Lies like diversity and equity.
So-called extreme leaders are suggesting it's a bad thing to care about and pay attention to inequities to say DEI.
That's a lie. The DEI is important. The diversity is important. It is a burden that you are going to have to learn to live with your whole life. And I'll be honest with you, I am still learning how to deal with the fact that these people lie. Our society's built on lies. I can see it, and the people around me simply cannot. It's hard, isn't it? I find it incredibly frustrating at times. I find it incredibly difficult. I'll read the email again. Jesse, yesterday I spoke with a woman in my mom's care home. She's disgusted with where our country's going, disgusted with the open border and the state of our military. The news has done a great job of brainwashing her, demonizing Trump, says she'll never vote for Trump. She intends to vote for Biden or his replacement the next time. Why do these people lie about everything at all times? They lie like they breathe. It's as natural as breathing for these people. They lie because it works. That's the sad truth. The lies are effective. Now, how do we counter that? Is it my job? Your job? Whose job? How do we counter that? We'll talk about that in a moment. Before we talk about that, let's talk about this. Ask your normie neighbors, your normie friends. Ask them if they support Black Lives Matter. I bet you to a man, to a woman, they'll say, no, it's terrible. No, bad organization. No, horrible. Okay? Then ask them who their cell phone's with. They'll tell you, I have Verizon. I have AT&T. I have T-Mobile. Okay? Explain to them that they fund Black Lives Matter. Explain to them they don't have to do that any longer. Pure Talk is there now for us. Pure Talk. Incredible 5G network. Same 5G network. You don't sacrifice even the tiniest amount of coverage. Only they share your values. They promote your values. They're out there tackling veteran suicide. It takes your normie neighbor and you 10 minutes on the phone to switch. Keep your phone. Keep your number. It's just 10 minutes on the phone. Talking to an American. Pick up your phone, dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. That'll save you an additional 50% off your first month. #250, say Jesse Kelly. Switch to Pure Talk. What, Chris? We can make jokes. It's fine.
You got that right. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday, reminding you you can and should email anything you want to the show. We love your emails. In fact, they're probably going to be an email heavy tonight, heavy show tonight. There's all kinds of stuff I want to get to. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Okay, in case you're just joining us, they believe the lies. Why do people believe this? Why do people believe January 6th was an insurrection? Why do people believe Trump's a dictator? Why do these politicians lie all the time? No one believes that. Yes, they do. Yes, they do. And that leads me to this. What is the solution? Who can fix it? If we have a society, if we have a culture all built on lies. Our medical institutions are built on lies. Our education system itself, they're built on lies. Legal profession, political, media, all lies, lies, lies. The United States military is built on lies now. The United States brass, they believe the brass, the admirals, the generals, they believe lies, they push lies. If everything in our society is built on lies, how do we fix it? Whose job is it? What do we do? Is it my job? Is it your job? I got this email. I told you it was going to be an email heavy night. Jesse, and the title of this is Conservative Influencers. Jesse, what can the conservative influencers do to change voter enthusiasm? As you know, when the conservative has a new book, they're on every conservative network promoting the book. Why? To maximize sales. If conservative influencers are truly concerned about this country, why wouldn't they come together and energize the voters? The people need influencers' help, not for presidency, but for the House and Senate seats. We know Trump, but do not have confidence in the people he selects. The sooner he announces cabinet members, the better. Get the people excited about the candidates. Bottom line, get out of your silos and come together as one voice. Okay, well, let's discuss all that. First of all, come together as one voice. In the media industry, I'll just give you a little background on this. And remember, I'm new to this.
I'm new to this. I was selling RVs 5 years ago. I haven't been doing radio and TV, so I've had a crash course later in my life at the media industry, hosts, producers, TV, radio, writing, all that stuff. I've had a crash course. One, understand there is no one voice come together as one voice because there are completely different motivations across the board. And if you ever, and you probably have, and I almost guarantee you I have, if you ever use a blanket statement to discuss what do you call influencers, that's such a weird word, but if you ever use a blanket statement, oh, they're all blank, you're wrong. Whatever that blanket statement is. Because there are so many weapons-grade scumbags who do this, who don't believe in anything but money. They don't give a crap about the country. You hear the shows, you can tell who actually cares and who doesn't. There are also so many people who do this who would lay down and die for this country. They love it so. But even amongst those people, the people who love the country and want to fix it, there are radically different points of view on how to fix it. So that was not me meaning to insult anyone, although I just do that naturally. First of all, drop that idea of one voice. Come together in one voice. Everyone needs to get together. There's not going to be any. Oh, plus they all compete with each other. Now, I've never stressed that. I don't even care what the ratings are for the show. I don't care about anything. The suits tell me the show's going gangbusters. And they say, Jesse, you want to see the numbers? And I say, nope, don't care. Thanks. Sounds good. But everyone competes with each other. I want you to listen to me instead of him and listen to this. And so there's no one voice. All right. They're never going to come together. There's no one voice. Get that out of your head. Now, energizing the voters. Should we energize the voters? Is it my job? Whose job is it? How do we energize the voters? Well, I might make you feel better with what I'm about to say, and I might make you feel worse with what I'm about to say. I don't know. I can't. Now, I'm not saying I have no influence at all. Obviously, we get incredible emails from all different aspects. Jesse, you inspired me to run for school board. Jesse, I'm 6 months sober because of you. We got a wonderful email yesterday. A lady's husband, 6 months sober. Like we get great stuff like that all over the place. That stuff's great. I'm not saying there's no influence. And I'm not saying you don't have the power either, because you do have power in your circle of friends and family. You do have power. But here's the thing. Once you have somebody who is demoralized, remember, you know how Yuri Bezmenov, that clip we play for you all the time? You know what? I'll play it again here in a couple minutes in case you don't remember it. But what is demoralization? Why were the Soviets so intent on demoralizing the society? What does that mean, demoralization, demoralizing a society? Well, I'll play it for you in a minute or so, but just understand this. I can, and you can, grab the apathetic voter and shake them like a leaf and scream at them that this is important and you have to wake up and you have to dig in now and you need to vote for this congressman. You need to go get involved in the primary, and you need to do that. And I try, and you try. I know you try. But so many people in society, especially one like ours, they've mailed it in. And that's what demoralization really is. We'll play that Yuri Bezmenov clip in a second. Before we play that, maybe you're run down right now. Look, maybe you are. Maybe you're just kind of exhausted. What do you do? Well, you get a MyPillow 2.0 from MyPillow. If you're exhausted, MyPillow 2.0s are 50% off right now. It's the same great MyPillow fill, only they have temperature-regulating thread. This is the coolest freaking stuff in the world. Temperature-regulating thread. What does that mean? You don't wake up with hot face. It feels, oh my gosh, I'm sweating. It's glorious. And when you combine MyPillow 2.0 with flannel sheets, also 50% off right now, well, you're not going to wake up feeling run down anymore. You're going to wake up like I did today, take it off like a rocket ship. MyPillow has a huge New Year's sale on pretty much everything now. Mattresses, two mattress toppers, free shipping. Take advantage of that. MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special square. Use the promo code Jesse. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse, or call 800-845-0544.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
I like it.
Returns next.
I'm Maria Konnikova.
And I'm Nate Silver.
And our podcast, Risky Business, is a show about making better decisions. Both Nate and I are journalists who moonlight as poker players. We've both won, and I have to say lost, hundreds of thousands of dollars playing poker. And poker is a lens that we're going to use to approach this entire show, because poker isn't just about playing cards. It's actually about how to make good decisions. It's an entire framework for thinking about the world.
In addition to poker, we'll be talking about the wide world of gambling, so sports betting, for example, plus the news, politics, it is an election year, and personal decisions, too.
Like whether I should call a plumber or fix my shower myself.
Tune into Risky Business every Thursday.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. I can't wait to get to this Columbo underboss nicknamed the Claw. You know how much I love the mafia stories? You cannot beat a New York City mafia story and the nicknames that come with it. Tony the Nose and all this. It's so great. Anyway, before we get to that, we're going to get to a bunch of other stuff. Why? Why is it that you go to your brother, your normie neighbor, whoever it is, you're aware of the issues, you're aware of the lies, and you go to them and you shake them and you tell them, wake up, go vote. Why aren't you voting? Why is it that me, you remember the story I told you, had a huge local election here deciding our city council. I have a group text from the neighbors. All the neighbor dudes are on it. We golfing this Saturday. Hey, where are we getting beers this Friday night? Hey, did you catch the game? I sent out a text message informing everybody to vote. It was Saturday. It was a critical vote. I told them who to vote for. Not one response. And none of them voted. Why? I'm going to play this clip. If you listen to this show regularly, you've heard it 1,000 times. Let's talk about this clip. Yuri Bezmenov, KGB defector, defected to the West, and talked about demoralization. Demoralization. What is it? Play it, Chris.
Ideological subversion is the slow process, which we call either ideological subversion or active measures, активные мероприятия in the language of the KGB, or psychological warfare. What it basically means is to change the perception of reality of every American to such an extent that despite of the abundance of information, no one is able to come to sensible conclusions in the interests of defending themselves, their families, their community, and their country. It's a great brainwashing process which goes very slow, and it's divided in four basic stages. The first one being demoralization. It takes from 15 to 20 years to demoralize a nation. Why that many years? Because this is the minimum number of years which requires to educate one generation of students in the country of your enemy, exposed to the ideology of the enemy. In other words, Marxism-Leninism ideology is being pumped into the soft heads of at least three generations of American students without being challenged or
stop there. Okay, demoralization. Why? Why don't your neighbors care? Why don't they wake up? Why do you care and they don't? Jesse, you should fix it. I say to you, hey, you should fix it. Why are we not more successful when we try to fix it? Well, let's talk about that. I want you to picture this. Just set everything else aside for a moment. I want you to picture, you're my child. Quit. Stay with me for a moment. I'm really going somewhere with this. You're my child, right? Just had a baby. I'm raising you in the home. And from the earliest age, we live in, where do we live? We live in New York City. From the earliest age, I tell you, man, this city sucks. Hey, this city's evil. This city sucks. This city's evil. New York City's horrible. New York City's never done anything for you. New York City's been horrible to me. New York City cost me this. New York City cost me. There's nothing special about New York City. I hate this city. Hey, he sucks, and this person sucks, and this neighborhood sucks, and the food isn't even any good, and this city's horrible. Look how horrible this is. Look how horrible that in over year after year after year after year after year of your life, I never tell you a kind word. You never hear anything about dirt water dogs. You never hear anything about the bagels. You never hear anything about the history. You never, ever, ever hear a positive word. As a child growing up, I'm your father. I have influence over you. It's this place sucks, and this place sucks, and this place sucks, and this place sucks, and this place sucks. Well, I don't know how exactly that will materialize with you in the end when you grow up and become an adult. But here is something I know for a fact, and this is not debatable. If I am able to influence you, to demoralize you on New York City, and that way for enough time that once you reach adulthood, there is no chance, zero, zip, zilch, you will ever do anything for the benefit of New York City, because you simply don't think of it as a place that deserves any of that. Nothing. In fact, I would argue, if I'm successful enough, and I probably will, after all, I have all this influence in your life, I bet you, even if it's in small ways, you will try to wreck New York City. Even if it's in small ways. When you're out and you grab a dirt water dog, the little napkins, you don't wait for a trash can. A trash can? What? Why would I care about New York City, this horrible place? You don't wait for a trash can. You just throw your napkin on the ground. If you're in a public restroom of some kind, are you going to flush the toilet? Make sure you're taking care of everything? No. What? Why? For an evil, horrible city? The American education system, it is the most important thing the communists ever took over in this country by a mile. Everything else, everything you see now, has flowed down from an education system that has taught children in this nation generation after generation that this country sucks. There's nothing special about it. It's just a multicultural hodgepodge of people. We have no values. We have no culture. We're just a big meaningless nothing at best. At worst, we are the evil racist empire. We have generation after generation of American citizens who were taught by people just like this.
Dr. Uche Blackstock is on a mission to fight bias and systemic racism in healthcare. Dr. Blackstock graduated from Harvard Medical School in 2005, going on to become an ER doctor and professor of medicine at NYU. She and her twin sister, also a doctor, Oney Blackstock, followed in the footsteps of their mother. Dr. Uche Blackstock's new memoir is named Legacy, a Black Physician.
Wow. What kind of things can you read about in the good doctor's book? I don't know. Stuff like this.
I want to read a statement here from Harvard Medical School, because they congratulated you on your book, and they say this: Dr. Blackstock's recounting of some of her own personal educational and health experiences reminds us that much more remains to be done in the medical profession as we physicians and educators work to achieve diversity and equity goals in service of our patients and in service of society as a whole. But why are these gaps still there? Why are there doctors who are still treating patients who still have some of these ideas in their mind
absolutely.
That Gail just mentioned?
Because like medicine, or like every other discipline or social institution in our country, medicine is deeply embedded with racism, and we have
every institution in this country deeply embedded with racism. Why would you ever serve a country like that? Fight for a country like that? Why would you care at all about a country like that? In fact, if you're really committed, you'd probably think, if you were educated and raised by a human being like that, you'd probably think it was a good thing if you heard a country like that, right? Remember the discussion we had before about Nazi Germany? Oh, you should serve your country, be a patriot. Okay, let me make you a German citizen. 1941. Do you feel obligated to serve your nation? No, you don't, do you? Why? Because it's an evil, horrible place that should probably be burned down. This is what they've done to generation after generation after generation of America. And this is why I've said repeatedly, patriotism is not a small thing. It's not a side issue. It is the essential element to make sure your nation remains a nation. If your nation is not educating its citizens, its children, about the greatness of that nation, your nation will fall. The clock is already ticking. They demoralized us when the communists took over the education system. All right, that's enough of that. We need to talk about the claw. I wonder if I could get a golden claw. No, hear me out. Look, the Colombo underboss's nickname is the claw. I see no reason I shouldn't be able to steal that nickname like I've stolen so many others. Chris, let me ask you something. Do you think Oxford Gold Group, I know they'll send gold and silver coins, could they send a golden claw to the show? It's a long shot? I bet they could. I bet they would. Or maybe silver would look even better. You know, I talk to you about gold all the time. You know, I'm not pitching for gold. I don't care which precious metal you buy. Just get value. I want you to have solid value people can't destroy. These evil people who are trying to wreck us, they can't touch it. So get precious metals. It doesn't matter what the Fed does, what Dome does, what Biden does, what Republicans do. They can't destroy the value of the gold or silver Oxford Gold delivers to your home. Is it going to be a claw? Probably not, but it will have value that lasts. That lasts. It'll last longer than you, than your children. How crazy is that? 833-995-GOLD. 833-995-GOLD.
Jesse Kelly. Back soon.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Don't worry, we still have so much to get to on the Jesse Kelly Show. If you have missed a single second of the Jesse Kelly Show, it's harmful to your health. You need to go download the podcast, which is free, just like the show is free. iHeart, Google, Spotify, iTunes. Don't forget on iTunes to leave a 5-star rating and a review talking about how handsome I am. Now, I'm not going to spend long on this because I do actually want to get to the cop situation in America, which I'll get to in a second. But I read an article that disappointed me today in the New York Post. And the article is about the underboss of the Colombo crime family. And the guy's name is Benjamin the Claw Castellazzo. He's 86 years old. And obviously the name, the Claw, is one of the great nicknames ever. Probably don't want to know exactly how he got that nickname, so I'll set that aside for the moment. The reason the article was disappointing wasn't that this guy's dying or that he's a mob boss or the crimes or anything else. What disappointed me most about the article was he lives in an apartment. Has the mob, not that I'm rooting for the mob, but has the mob fallen so far in the country that the underboss of the Colombo family lives in an apartment like some 22-year-old in New York City? Shouldn't the mob boss of the Colombo family have a mansion with what, Chris? I understand mansions are expensive in New York. Why would you do drugs and kill people unless it paid well? What, Michael? Keeping a low profile? Okay, you know what, Michael? I would give you that. It's about keeping a low profile. If you didn't live in New York City, you're not keeping a low profile with an apartment in New York City at all. There's nothing low profile about that. You want to be low profile? You move upstate. You find some rural community. You get a log cabin in the mountains. It's not lower profile at all. I had the same thought, Michael, because you know I think like a mob boss. I'm half mob boss, really, Jesse the Claw. But we have so decimated the Italian mafia in the country, which I do admit is probably a good thing, that the underboss lives in an apartment. Man, how times have changed. Now, speaking of crime, NYPD detective sues civilian complaint review board for painting him as a racist after pointing a gun at a black teen. I'm not going to worry about the individual case here. I don't care about that. Just want to remind everybody, this is why America's cities are in a bit of a death spiral that may not be reversible. It may not be. It's not only the pro-criminal DAs and pro-criminal judges. Remember, they're not soft on crime. They're pro-crime. They love crime. They want violent crime to happen. It's how you destabilize a society, which is what they want. They're revolutionaries. It's the anti-good cop. It's not, by the way, that they're anti-cop. Keep in mind, there's this thing about the American communist where people on the right think they're anti-cop. You don't understand. They're not anti-cop. They're anti-enforcement of the law. Those are two very, very, very different things. They love cops. The cops who slapped the cuffs on Daniel Penny when he stopped a violent man from hurting somebody, they love those cops. The cops, the NYPD cops, you remember the video that walked into restaurants and kicked out children because they weren't wearing masks during COVID? The communist loves those cops. It's the cops who actually try to stop crime. That's persona non grata. Chris, that's European. I wouldn't expect you to understand what that means. But those are the guys who aren't welcome. And that's exactly why they're all leaving. They're gone. They're all going to Florida, Texas, Wyoming, you name it. Many are going to be cops there in places that value the law and order. Now, all that's great news for Texas and Florida and Wyoming and wherever. But it's horrible news for New York City. New York City, big cities, all of them. I don't mean to just pick on New York. Big cities, where the crime is now, actually gets worse as the cops become part of the criminal fabric of the city. And they will. In any communist empire, the cops are the criminal fabric in the city. Chris, don't say what you're about to say right now. I know cops have been committing crimes for a long time. That's not all cops, Chris. I understand in New York they've had some issues with cops, you know, committing hits for the mob and things, little things like that. I understand they've had problems in the past. But this is a whole different level. It's one thing to have a rogue cop who gets busted. It's another when that becomes company policy. The never-ending death spiral of these cities, I just don't know how it turns around. I don't. All right. Now, you know I love to give credit where credit is due. I love to give credit where credit is due. I heard Trump say this, and man, it made me want to give some credit.
And this I do for Vivek, because he's very big into it. I happen to agree with him, but he said, could you mention this? I will never. He said, I love Vivek. But Vivek is great. He's really great. But he wanted this, and I'll give him full credit for it. It's very important, actually. I will never allow the creation of a central bank digital currency.
That's awesome. And so this guy, I think, deserves a lot of credit that now Trump has taken that stance. People ask me, what do you want for a primary? What do you want for the 2024 candidate? I want a primary. I want a crowded primary. I want what virtually nobody else wants. If you're a huge Trump person, you hate that. No, just give it to Trump. If you're a Ron DeSantis person, you hate that. No, Trump needs to sit it out. People hate the thought of competition. Everyone does. I do too, right? I do too. We don't love I have to compete for this? Makes you have to work harder, right? Makes life more uncomfortable. What do you mean I have to compete? However, it's the best thing for us. Do you remember Donald Trump? I think it was only a couple months ago, and he was just selling the vaccine everywhere. Well, I love the vaccine. We should take credit for it. Everyone should get vaccinated. And he just got blasted from the right. I blasted him. Everyone blasted him. When's the last time you heard Trump say anything about that? He hasn't. Instead, this is what Trump sounds like now.
And we will pass a bill, make it.
Yeah, you got it. Either way, competition made him better. Made him better. That's why you want a hard primary. That's why. Now, let's talk for a second really quickly about your dog. We have 2 hours of radio left. Yes, I'll tell you about the New Hampshire primary stuff. Let's talk about our dogs, though. our dogs and nutrition. We love our dogs, and because we love them, we try to buy them the best food we can afford, don't we? And we try to get them the right blend. Or what about the beef? Did you do the salmon blend? But we're just arguing which dead dog food to give our dogs. The dog food is all brown because they kill the nutrition in the factory, so the dog food will last longer on the shelf. That doesn't mean you have to take away your dog's food. Muffy needs the calories. Pour Rough Greens on his food. Vitamins, minerals, probiotics, everything your dog needs. Free Jumpstart trial bags. All you have to do is call them. 833-33-MY-DOG or go to roughgreens.com/Jesse. 2 hours left. Hang on.
I'm Maria Konnikova.
And I'm Nate Silver.
And our new podcast, Risky Business, is a show about making better decisions. We're both journalists who moonlight as poker players, and that's the lens we're going to use to approach this entire show.
We're going to be discussing everything from high-stakes poker to personal questions.
Like whether I should call a plumber or fix my shower myself.
And of course, we'll be talking about the election, too.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.